Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. You can reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. If you missed the last hour, it was a good one. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Rob Pincus, right now. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We've got so much to talk about, I just want to jump right into it.
Absolutely. It's always great to be here. Good to be back. You know, we're out here at SHOT Show. You're going to be out here soon. It's going to be a great time. And I'm looking forward to the conversation with the next guest.
Yeah, we've got Gabe Suarez on the line, and we're going to go ahead and bring him in. You know what? We'll just bring him in right now. Gabe, welcome back, brother. You're on Armed American Radio. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. A pleasure to be there.
No sense in sitting around and letting you blink on those lines, man. I've got so much stuff I want to talk to you about. Welcome to the show. Rob, I'm going to let you go ahead and start off with Gabe. You're out there in fabulous Vegas, and Gabe will be out there tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to be having dinner with you tomorrow night, Gabe.
Yeah.
Sir, it's great to have you on the show. You know, we've talked a couple times on the phone and certainly had plenty of internet exchanges. You're super busy. You're offering all kinds of training to all kinds of people. Your training's in demand. Funny story that I've never told you, and I think you'll find this interesting, Mark. Years and years ago, I was having a conversation with a training sergeant in law enforcement when I was still in law enforcement. But I hadn't, even though I was teaching in the private sector, I hadn't reached the seniority gap to become an instructor at that department. And this guy I knew was a big fan of Mr. Suarez's work, as was I, you know, the tactical pistol, tactical carbine books on the shelf. And I said to him, I said, well, let me just ask you a question. What if, you know, Mr. Suarez were to move to this jurisdiction, join the department, you know, would you let him help out on the range? And that's all I was really kind of interested in doing at that point. And his answer was no. You know, he'd have to serve out, you know, his seniority time just like anybody else. And I think that was a big flashbulb for me that I wasn't cut out for the bureaucracy that some law enforcement agencies are. So, you know, Gabe, you had influence on my life one way or another.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm honored.
Hey, Gabe, you were kind enough to send me out some DVDs that I looked at over the past week, and I want the listener to know that that stuff's chock full. And I, you know, joining me on this program tonight are two of the titans in the training field. Rob, you know, got it going on. Gabe, got it going on. And you guys teach some great stuff. And I want to focus a little bit with you on some of the stuff that I saw on the DVDs, because it's so good. And I get letters, Gabe, every time you're on the broadcast, I get later letters. Have him back. You know, you're real popular, and people love to hear what you have to say. And there were a couple segments in the combat pistol DVD. And I also want to touch with you on the AK, because I know you love running that weapon. And it's kind of funny, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've got the AR king over here and the AK king over here, right?
Oh, I'm certainly not going to claim that. I'm more of a pistol guy, but I know that I don't have nearly as much experience with the AK as Dave does. You know, one of the things I'd like to know, you know, from your point of view, is what really distinguishes what you're offering to people from, you know, maybe even myself or some of the other guys that are out there. And we probably have a lot more in common than we do differences, but there are some unique things that keep people coming back for your training. And I read it all the time online. What do you think is the most important aspect of that?
Well, Rob, you know, I think that one of the biggest things that we offer is we have a very sort of an international perspective. You know, we train all over the place. In fact, I ran into some of your guys in Czech Republic. Very, very squared away guys. But, you know, we try to get input from all over the place. You know, the U.S. is it's very good in the weapon development and weapon training format. But you know what? It's not the entire world. And there are operators all over the place right now, you know, facing danger that, you know, they've got their techniques. They've got their ways of doing things. And because we're all over the place, we try and tap into that and learn from those guys, and that's what we bring into the classes. So it's not, you know, a narrow vision just homegrown kind of thing, but it's international. We've got material that we bring in from the Russians. We've got material that we bring in from the folks in Eastern Europe, you know, in South Africa. And, you know, we try and present a more complete package that way.
You definitely do accomplish that. And, you know, you have an incredible network of adjunct instructors and staff instructors. And I don't want to use the wrong terms that you use inside of your organization. But I know that several times in just even the past year, I've had interactions at conferences and even at some of my classes and watch some of what those guys are doing. You've got a hell of a team that you've built of real progressive critical thinkers. And I think that brings a lot to the table for you.
Yeah, we got some very good guys on board.
Gabe, you know, we talk to you a number of times on this program, and I don't want to be redundant. However, we're in so many new cities each time that you come on that, you know, Pensacola, Florida, if you're listening tonight, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Salt Lake City is on Armed American Radio today. Washington, new stations in Washington, Corpus Christi, Texas is on. Detroit is on since the last time we talked, Gabe. And I don't want to be redundant with it, but, you know, we get these questions every single week when the people find out that you're on. You know, they want to ask you some everything from advanced techniques right back down to basic pistol techniques. And I was watching your video the other day, and I got the biggest kick out of watching you talk about, you know, what pistols to carry. And I just hadn't heard it laid out the way you quite laid it out, because you're so down to earth, just like you're just like you are on the DVDs, just like you are right here on air live. And it was really an interesting segment. I was unable to go ahead and strip that audio and run it as we had talked about earlier in the week. But can you give me a rundown, because I get so many questions on it for you. You know, you had the table. I'm going to try to set it up. You had the table with the pistols up, and you just went right through each and every one of them. You had some great things to say about all of them, but I really, truly loved your segment on the 1911.
Well, you know, that was over at Rich G's house. He used to own Gunsight, you know, a good friend of mine. And he's got quite a gun collection. So I asked him, you know, hey, can I use some of these things? And, you know, the bottom line is you carry a pistol because you need to in today's world. You know, as our Chinese brothers say, you know, we live in interesting times. And you have to have something there. But, you know, you should carry whatever is going to work for you, not necessarily out of a sense of tradition or anything else. And, you know, under stress, you want something that's going to work, something that's going to be simple, something that's not going to confuse you. And not only that, but something that maybe your wife can use, your grown children can use, or maybe your elderly parents can use. And, you know, some of the pistols that are out there, they're kind of complicated, to be honest. And, you know, the simpler the weapon is, the better. And so I try to showcase some of the simpler patterns that are out there, the simpler weapon systems that are out there, you know, in the DVD. And, you know, you're looking at things like Glocks and XDs and the M&P series and things like that.
And they work.
Absolutely.
The Glocks are – Rob, chime in here. You know, talk to us about some of these weapons, because we get these basic questions every week from new gun owners that are constantly, and with guns flying off the shelves, this program is being picked up by listeners who are asking questions. What do I get for my first gun? You know, that very basic first question. What do I get? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think that what Gabe's saying hits it on the head. I mean, I think it's one of the areas we certainly agree on. Efficiency is the trick, right? And everybody knows that I preach efficiency. I probably use the word so much that it may lose some of its value, but it's an awfully valuable word. And efficiency in firearm choice makes it simpler to train with and simpler to use in that worst case scenario. You know, another area that I think we agree on, but I want to throw it out there because it's something that just came up on one of the forums I participate in, is talking about choosing sights. And I think your opinion on sights and what they're for and what kind are best for a defensive pistol is something that people would probably like to hear and I could benefit from.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm kind of experimenting with right now is the red dot sights on pistols. You know, my opinion is that for probably, you know, most reactive, close-ranging environment problems, I don't know, maybe 5 yards and in, you know, you almost don't need sights. And you know, when you want to use the sights, it's going to be for those the situations where you need a very precise shot up close or you need a more distant shot. And there have been plenty of cases where those distant shots have been necessary. We started looking at these electronic sights. We sent a couple of our Glocks off, our company Glocks, to have a J-point sight and a Trijicon red dot sight added, and we've been experimenting with them. And I'll tell you what, my opinion is that they are the future of sighting platforms on pistols.
Interesting. Very interesting. I hope you're paying attention, because we're going to get deeper and deeper into this with Rob Pincus and Gabe Suarez, two of the best in the business. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
It's like a who's who of anti-gunners' worst nightmare. Co-host Rob Pincus and expert trainer Gabe Suarez of Suarez International join me on Armed American Radio Network. We appreciate you taking the time to listen in. 24 doesn't hold a candle to your freedoms, does it? No, neither does pro football. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm your host, Mark Walters, 877-956-9566. Please keep the calls on topic. We've had a couple come in that we can't get to. I apologize. We'll answer those by email when we get a chance to in the next few days. Rob, I want to get your opinion on what Gabe just said and let you follow up with that on those sites.
It's definitely something I'm interested in. And you know, of course, for those who don't know, Gabe puts out a newsletter, you know, a lot more often than I do. It seems like it comes out maybe every week with quite a lot of information in there. And a lot of it has to do with the research and training and development that he and his guys are doing. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. I have only played with that in the competition arena. And you know, everybody knows I haven't done that for a long time. So definitely something I'll be interested in seeing what the practical tests and evaluation that those guys are doing comes through. What about somebody, Gabe, who isn't ready to do that? When it comes to iron sight setup, again, efficiency, simple, what do you see working best for the defensive gun that someone's not ready to put something electronic on?
Well, yeah, you know, it is a big step, but what we're suggesting that guys do is just use simple sights. What most of our instructor staff are doing is we're using the Warren tactical sights, and you know, they're just basically black sights. They give you a fantastic sight picture for the precision shots, the long range shots, you know, unencumbered sight pictures for long range shooting. For close range, really, you know, and I hate to say this, because it might be taken wrong, but you almost don't need any sights on your pistol for, you know, 5 yards and in. When it comes to the precision shots up close or the longer range shots, 10 yards and so on, which may very well take place, you need sights that you can index on target. You need sights that you can discern on target and, you know, have that situation where you see the top of the front sight level with the top of the rear sight and equal amount of light on either side. And what's going to give you that, basically just plain black sights.
Rob, that's a good opportunity for me to jump in here and talk about, you know, your last episode of Best Defense. Now, we'll talk about that in great detail later on in the program. However, what Gabe is talking about with that sight picture at that distance. Now, you've been covering home invasions in the last 3 episodes.
We have, and you know, that's where you're going to run into that situation that I think we agree on. I think most people are really thinking about the problem logically, agree that the sights you have on your gun are going to be pretty irrelevant inside of the distance of most people's bedrooms. When that bad guy kicks through that door, comes through the door, you're on the phone waiting for the police, you have to defend yourself. The sights you have on your gun aren't going to matter at that point. That's where we're looking at more of an intuitive use of the firearm. And we always talk about balance of speed and precision. And that precision component comes from being able to shoot precisely when you need to, which in that home invasion might be bystanders or the, you know, the proverbial hostage situation with a family member. And I couldn't agree more. And I think that explanation was perfect. The simplest notch and blade sights as have worked for precise shooting for a long time. You know, people spent a lot of time trying to solve a problem that didn't exist. And that problem was, how do we see our sights really, really fast for really, really close quarter shooting? And there's a lot of gimmicks thrown on top of guns, and I just don't think that's a real problem.
Yeah, Gabe, I really like that answer. And you know, most defensive shootings, I believe, are going to happen within that range. And, you know, are you, in all seriousness, going to get the sight picture?
You know, I think that at the close range problems that you're going to have, I don't know. It depends on how big your house is, I guess. You know, mine's just a normal house. And, you know, I think I could probably take a Glock without any sights on it and hit somebody from my bedroom to my front door without any issues whatsoever. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to go to the Cody Museum and the Autry Museum in L.A. And look at some of the pistols that are in there that were actually used by gunfighters of the, you know, what would be the Old West era and the early parts of the 20th century and the 20s and so on. And, you know, a lot of them didn't have any sights on them at all.
Right.
A lot of them had just a very simple, you know, tiny, tiny blade sights. So I don't know. Are we making too much of this? Maybe we are. There is definitely a place for sights, but are we you know, sort of overthinking this?
You know, on the range,
I think we are.
I do too. You know, on the range, it's real easy when you're just talking about being a, you know, a range dog and you're setting up at, you know, 15, 20, 25 feet, Rob. Tell me if you agree with this or not. Yeah, you know, you're talking instinctive shooting. At least I like to train that way. You know, Mike Rayburn was on last week, and it's instinctive point shooting is because I believe that you're going to be within that distance. I don't think that you're going to have the opportunity to get that picture, especially after watching what I've watched you do over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows me and my semantics and my terminology and instinctive things are natural, and you know, that's why we use intuitive instinct. But what everybody means when they say instinctive shooting, not in a literal technical sense, is exactly what I think most people defend themselves with. And regardless of what, you know, the flawed after action reports or the not clear memories would report, I think what we see time and time again, and Gabe does a lot of force on force drills and scenario training, what we see time and time again is people extend touching and pressing and prevailing. And I don't, you know, whether you have a subconscious sight picture or not, doesn't matter to me. I want to know where your focus is, where your attention is. And in that house, it's probably going to be on the bad guy.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, Gabe, I know you'll agree with this comment, at least I hope you do, that no sight picture matters whatsoever if you're not in the proper mindset.
Oh, agreed. You know, I'll tell you a story that kind of dovetails into what Rob said. A few years ago, I did a class in Houston. It was a force-on-force class. And what I normally do is after a given drill or a given exercise, I'll gather everybody up and I'll ask the guys that are fresh from the exercise, what did you see? Okay. And this one particular guy had done reasonably well. And I asked him, okay, what did you see? And he said, I saw a clear, perfect sight picture, just like I did on the range. Now, the interesting thing is that he had borrowed one of my airsoft Glocks. And these things, they get used up a lot and thrown around and so on. This particular Glock, the sights had been knocked off of it a couple of classes before him. So he's telling me, I saw a clear and crystal perfect sight picture, you know, just like I do on the range. And I said, oh, very interesting. Let me see that Glock that's in your holster. He pulled it out. There were no sights on it whatsoever. And, you know, it was very much an awakening for him, as well as kind of a comical moment for everybody else. But, you know, a lot of people think they see things, but maybe they don't really see what they think they see.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Hey, listen, we've got a couple more seconds before we hear music, and then I'd like to go in and talk with both you guys about defensive rifles. And Rob with the AR-15 and Gabe with the AK-47. Rob, we're going to hear some tunes here in a second. You feel like taking us into the break?
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that conversation. You know, there is no doubt that I needed some AK training earlier this year, and there were one of two schools I was going to, and Gabe's school wasn't offering a class, but I would have been just as happy to take that course from him at that time. So I'm looking forward to the opinions after the break.
See you in a second, folks.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
I absolutely love John Young. And if you were listening last week, you heard the Mad Ogre George Hill say, "In a world starving for freedom." Yes, that was John Young who... He was kidding there, but he was talking. He used to do the bird's eye peas in a world where all that stuff. It was a lot of fun. Welcome back. First of all, we're having a lot of fun. Rob Pincus, my special guest host, is on with me. And Gabe Suarez. We're joined by Gabe Suarez of Suarez International. And gentlemen, take a listen to this. Gabe, you in particular will love this. We have a caller blinking on the line, and it says Vincent. So we're going to go ahead and see if it's the Vincent. I think it might be. Vincent, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well this evening. Thank you, Mark. How are you?
Gabe, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great, boss. How you doing, sir?
It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, listen, I called in because before you guys got into rifle and other discussions, I wanted to ask you about the mindset. I recently watched the mindset DVD that you've put out, and I think we need to talk about that. It's very important.
Sure.
And before you go, Vincent, don't hang up because I want to ask a question about the sight picture with you. So hang on the line, okay?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Gabe, go ahead.
Well, you know, we got a DVD, basically. You know, it's not a really exciting DVD, but it's a DVD on a lecture that I do in classes. It's all on mindset. And, you know, I borrow from all the experiences that I had when I was in law enforcement, you know, both the good and the bad, you know, a lot of the bad, as a matter of fact. You know, hopefully so that guys that find themselves in a life and death situation, you know, will have an idea of what they can expect and what they should do and what they should say and, you know, what they shouldn't say and so on. You know, things that have worked for me and things that I've seen work for other people and things that I've seen not work so well. You know, the whole idea is to keep the good guys, you know, out of trouble. And you know, that's what it's all about.
Vincent, does that answer your question?
Well, it absolutely does. I think people that are going to carry a gun for self-defense, they really need to make sure that they got their mindset correct. And the DVD offers that, and I just want to make sure that it was spoken about tonight because it's very important. I got a lot out of it, and I'm sure anybody that gets that DVD will get, you know, a lot of good information out of it as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know I speak for Gabe when I say this, that I wish you were going to be in Vegas with us tomorrow night for dinner. That would be a lot of fun. It'd be great to see you. And before I let you go, I think it's important to point this out because you were a chapter in my book, Lessons from Armed America.
Yes,
and
great.
Thank you. And the chapter was titled A Savage Gunfight, and of course your last name is in there. And what I'd like to ask you, Gabe, is or ask Larry, Vincent, who I know you as Larry, so I'll call you Vincent because that's what's on the screen. But you know, we're talking about sight picture, and you got into a gunfight at Bad Breath distance, and you were hit on three shots, correct?
That's correct.
Now you were at what distance from your assailants?
I was pretty much what Gabe would call 0 to 5 feet. I was right in the doorway fighting two men at the same time.
Very simple question, Larry. Did you get a sight picture?
Not at all. It was all point shooting. It was all intuitive, instinctive, however you like to label it. At that distance, I was just, you know, pretty much trying to survive.
Well, I think that answers the question, Gabe. Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's the real-life deal, and I guess I can hawk my book, Lessons from Armed America. You can pick it up at Amazon.com and read the story that happened with Vincent, among a host of other things. Tom Gresham just put it in his top 5 recommended books of all time, which is great, and we thank him for that. Vincent, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it, brother, very much.
Yeah, look forward to the further discussions. Good night, gentlemen.
All right, brother. See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Let's take that. Hey, didn't expect that one, did you, Gabe?
No.
Nor
no,
did I.
He's a good friend of mine. He's a good man. I've been a few places with him, and, well, suffice to say, he's a good guy.
He is. I've known him for a long, long time, and I'm very glad that he called in, and it was great to hear from him. Let's take that, and let's move over to rifle now. Rob, the work that I've seen you do over the years, I've always seen you with the AR-15. I kind of associate you with that. And, Gabe, I associate you with the AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk some differences between the two systems, of which there are tremendous amount of differences, and then I will embarrass myself after I listen to you two pros.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be the first to say, the AK can be a lot more accurate than most people think, but the AR can also be a lot more reliable than most people think.
I like that. Rob, follow up with that.
Agreed. You know, the my comfort and my experience with the AR system is because that's what I started with. You know, that's what I used in the military. That's what I used in law enforcement. That's what I used recreationally. It's what I used competitively. And it's what I choose to have standing by for personal or home defense at different times. The fact is that I have seen an incredible increase. And you know, I've shot the AKs and the MACs and these things, and I've seen an incredible increase in interest in the AK system, and quite honestly, a lot of that has been fueled by Gabe and other guys who are big proponents of it, very familiar with it, and offering great training in it. So, you know, Gabe mentioned Czech Republic. Now, here's a situation where I'm over there, and 80-90% of the students that show up wanting to learn combat-focused carbine techniques, which is, you know, taking our pistol concepts and applying them to the long gun, and they all show up with AKs. So I'm not going to go offer an AK course because I'm not an AK expert, but I do owe it to my students to have spent more time on that system than I have previously, especially if more of them are showing up. And that's why I went out and took a full-on AK course earlier this year. So I got a much greater appreciation for that system. And Gabe has his reasons, and I'd love to hear him for being such a proponent of it.
Well, you know, back when the whole war on terror started, you know, one of my students was going to head over to the Middle East as a contractor. And, you know, they were not going to give him an M4 like, you know, you're used to and like I was used to. They were going to have him pick up basically an AK once he got in country. And so he asked me to develop a manual of arms and a training course and everything else for AK. And so I told him I would. And, you know, I took the one AK that I had at that time out into the backcountry here in Arizona, and I worked with it for about a week, and I was really impressed with how simple it is, how robust it is, and how easy it is to work with. And, you know, I think that for today's armed American, you know, it offers a simplicity of operation and use that is unparalleled by any other weapon system out there today.
You know, from a layman's point of view, because I am no expert in the rifle, and I have owned both. And the AK-47, Gabe, as we've discussed before, its simplicity, as you're talking about right now, it is a very simple weapon to use, and it's a very simple weapon to – it functions very simply, and it is a workhorse. It's a flat-out workhorse, and it doesn't seem to intimidate like the AR-15 does. Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
I've been through a lot of training with the AR platform. I've conducted a lot of training with the AR platform. Very rarely do I see any of the ARs go through a one-day course, let alone a two-day course, without at least some maintenance, some attention to detail. And the guys out there who are the experts, you know, the guys who know the gun and the accessories better than, you know, almost anybody else on the planet, you know, your Pat Rogers, the guys that teach progressive, you know, Magpul Dynamics, the guys that are teaching progressive, great concepts for armed professionals and for personal defense, they can tell you when you need to change the springs and when you need to oil the gun and all those things, you know, by rote memorization. I'll tell you that I went through a two-day course with the AK, and I've seen a lot of guys go through my two-day courses with the AK without a single hiccup, and I think that's one thing that people really need to take into consideration. No regular maintenance, very little regular maintenance, and it is a workhorse.
Yeah, I agree with that. And having owned them personally and shot them for a number of years and put many thousands of rounds through them, I'm in complete agreement that I never had a problem with my AK at all. Many, many thousands of rounds. When we come back, we've got an email here for Rob and Gabe that they're both going to enjoy. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Mark Walters, your host. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Chime in like Vincent did. A couple others, please keep them on topic. We appreciate it very much. Mark at armedamericanradio.org and twitter.com/AARMark. And I want to thank Vincent for that call. That was great to hear from him. I'm joined by Rob Pincus and Gabe Suarez. Gentlemen, I've got an email here that I'd like to read for you that came in right before the break, actually. It says, "Dear Mark, another great show tonight. I'm a longtime fan of Rob Pincus and hope to have the opportunity to train with him someday. In fact, I owe him a thank you. A few months ago, he helped me via email choose Magpul's new MS2 multi-mission sling for my AR carbine. I have been very happy with that choice. However, my question tonight is for Mr. Suarez. What mini dot sights does he recommend for use on handguns? I have been toying with the idea of adding one of Trijicon's new dual illuminated RMR sight to my carbine to supplement the Burris 4XTR currently mounted on it, but I'm somewhat leery of battery life problems using the standard electronic versions. I think most people will also be somewhat leery of relying on a battery-powered sight for their primary sighting system on their carry gun. After all, you can put BUIS on a Glock or a 1911. Currently, I am using the 24/7 big dot sights for my XS sight systems on my primary carry gun, a Kimber TLERL2. I also use their 24/7 tritium stripe front sight post and CSAT rear aperture on my carbine. Thanks. That's Jeremy Armour in Paducah, Kentucky. Thanks for that email. A loaded question, Gabe. Did you get it all?
I sort of did. Well, listen, Jeremy, I'm still not totally sold on the red dot sights on the pistols, okay? I'm testing them, and, you know, as you guys know, I like to break things, so if I can break it, I'm going to do it. The site that I've chosen and I'm working with is, I've actually got two. One is the Trijicon Red Dot. The other one is the J Point. And what I liked about them is they're sort of a built-in backup iron sight. That's what the BUIS is. I recently this week we had a couple of our staff guys here, Dan Agakian and Dale Hunter. We were filming an AR-15 DVD of all things. While they were sitting in the car, at our range there at 15 degrees, temperature in the morning, loading magazines, I was out testing the iron sight, checking the backup iron sights and checking the red dot and everything else, making sure that they were all lined up. I think that the same reasons that you would put a red dot optic on your rifle are the same reasons why you would want it on your pistol. It makes everything so simple. The battery life, as far as I am told, and I don't know yet, I'll be able to tell you in a few months, obviously, is that the battery life is about a year and a half or so on the batteries. The other thing that I'm told is that the red dot sights on these pistols, if it's mounted properly, it returns to zero when you take it off to replace the battery. Again, I don't know for sure yet because I haven't tested it personally, but I'm in the process of doing that. I think this is the wave of the future for handgun sights. Okay? That's about all I can tell you about that.
Jeremy, I hope you got that. That was a great answer. Rob, do you want to jump in on that? He mentioned you at the beginning of that email, too, and recommending the Magpul's new MS2, multi-mission sling.
Jeremy, I appreciate the email. I'm glad the sling's working out for you. I like the versatility of it. I think it's a great choice. What I'm hearing is critical thinking skills, objectivity, professional inquiry, and the jury's out. So I like I said, I'm waiting for the results. I'm waiting for what that critical thinking and that scientific method applied to, is this a good idea or not? I've got questions about the durability. Some of the special operations students I've had over the last 6-8 years have really not enjoyed the J points that were mounted up on top of their primary optics for durability issues and convenience of use, particularly with the particular area they were mounted on those M4s. So. I don't know. I'm really curious, and I'm glad to hear that it's going to be an objective study, that it's not, somebody's endorsed by something, so they're going to talk about how great it is.
What I think is going to be a lot of fun, and Gabe, I won't put you on the spot, but I'm going to tell the listener that after Gabe breaks it, he's going to come on here and tell us how he did it.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we just had the U.S. Palm guys, they're sort of a derivative of Tango Down. We were collaborating on AK Magazine. They were just out here yesterday, working with me. And, we actually broke two AK rifles, of all things. So, we test our stuff because, I got to tell you, if I'm going to put my name on something and guys are going to take that and they're going to go out in the battlefield and they're going to put their life on something that I said was good to go. You know what? That's important to me. And I've got to make sure that if I say something is good to go, it is definitely good to go. So, I'm going to put these red dot sights through their paces, and we're going to run it, range drills. We're going to carry it around. We're going to, run it force on force, and we'll find out. And if it's a viable concept, then we'll tell everybody. And if it's not, we'll tell everybody the same thing. That it's either good to go or it's not. That's it.
And see, you can count on getting the real answers. And we want to hear that. And Rob, I know you do. And man, we'll just all come back on and talk about it when it happens. Something I want to mention. I actually have Gabe, your fundamental Kalashnikov, the foundation of the AK platform, sitting behind me in my Mac over here. And there are some things, Rob, I want to get your opinion on this, because this holds true with the AR platform or the AK platform. And Gabe, I wrote down 7 points that are so important. And I say that because I lived it when I was out at Shoot Right in Langston, Alabama with Tiger McKee. And it's very telling, and people need to hear this, but you make 7 points in the fundamental Kalashnikov. Number one, keep the gun as light as possible. Number two, right? Number two, keep it stock. Number three, learn to use the iron sights. Number four, flash suppressor only. Number five, no muzzle brake. Number six, keep it stock. And number seven, the sling. And Rob, that holds true for the AR platform too, doesn't it?
I guess, you know, there's so much variety of manufacturer on the AR and the M4 platform that I think the simplicity issue, the keep it simple and you know, let it work issue is consistent on the M4, but it is definitely let it work. Some guns, you buy them, and depending on how much you paid and where they came from and what they've been through before you got them, they may not work yet. So there may be some work that's needed in terms of, you know, maybe some aftermarket parts, maybe some modifications. But in my experience on the AK, yeah, everyone that I went through that course, I had a red dot for about 6 minutes, got rid of that, and I went through the rest of it with iron sights.
Bingo, I did the same thing at with Tiger McKee out there. You know, Gabe, you said it very well, and I saw myself out there, you know, carrying this real – man, believe me, my AR looks great, Gabe. Weighs a ton. But it looks good. And that's not what you want to see, and you make that a very good point in the fundamental Kalashnikov, and Tiger did the same thing. And you know, I likened it to picking up a baseball bat with a donut on it and swinging it around and then picking up an aluminum bat. You know, it was a whole lot easier to work with the lighter weapon, no question about it, and it make training miserable, like you point out in your DVD. But those points matter, man. They matter.
Yeah, they do. You know, Tiger's a good man. I was out at his place a few years ago. You know, him and his wife were very gracious. And you know, any weapon system that you carry, you know, there are going to be some things that are going to help you enhance your performance. And if that's the case, that's fine. But I think the habit that we've gotten into as a culture is, if something is available for it, buy it and put it on your rifle, whether it does anything for you or not. I think that's a mistake. You know, my AKs, you know, I'll have, you know, maybe an aim point on them and maybe a light, although not all of them have lights, you know, a sling, and, you know, that's it. Even, I got to confess, you know, and Rob will probably laugh at me, but I got two AR-15s. From my staff that really likes to do the AR-15 thing, and you know, but I've kept those also very stock, very simple, because from experience I know that a light rifle is something you can use a lot more efficiently, a lot faster, and a lot better.
It's very difficult to run the heavy weapon system. Very difficult, I know from personal experience. Gabe, we've got just under a minute, and I want you to tell everybody where to go to find your stuff.
You can visit Suarez International, SUAREZ International.com. That's our training. OneSourceTactical.com. That is our equipment site. And then WarriorTalk.com. That's our internet forum where we discuss all these kinds of things for free, no cost. All interested students of weapon crafts and tactics are more than welcome.
You got it. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate you being on the program. Not your last appearance. We'll see you tomorrow for dinner in Vegas. Looking forward to it.
Right.
Rob, we're going to be back in, just a few more, maybe about 4 or 5 more minutes, and we got the roundtable coming up, Mr. Pincus. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a